Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your wonderful presence. And thank you, Lord, as we're just hearing the rain on the roof there. We think of the wonderful scripture that your coming is as certain as the former rain and the latter rain. And we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and setting the record straight with a beautiful testimony, showing us the way, the truth, and the life, and then dying for us to deal with that which is of Adam, so that we can, every wall of hostility can be sorted out, everything to do with sin, and then bringing us back home, back into the family. We so appreciate that, and so we commit this day to you again, and this morning's readings. Bless it, Lord, and encourage each one in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our readings is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and it's verses 6 to 10.
We didn't ask for special treatment from people, not from you or from others, although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles. Indeed, we were gentle with you like a nursing mother caring for her own children. We were glad to share not only God's good news with you, but also our very lives because we cared for you so much. You remember, brothers and sisters, our efforts and hard work. We preached God's good news to you while we worked night and day so we wouldn't be a burden on any of you. You and God are witnesses of how holy, just, and blameless we were towards you believers.
Hallelujah. Yeah, here we see, you know, it's a lot about words, attitudes, and actions. But this words, attitudes, and actions were also our past life of believing the wrong things and trusting in them and then coming to a place where we were in despair. And so now our words, attitudes, and actions are rooted in a Lord that saw our situation, says, I called you, and I called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. So God called us, and he called us into this beautiful relationship, this beautiful righteousness, and then started teaching us about righteousness by faith, which is based on the gospel, the good news. I think of Isaiah 40, where sins is a done deal. It's been dealt with double. It's been taken away. And we've got now got good things. And it's a good things relative to our names written in heaven, written to the wonderful purpose the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has made available for us. And that's what we are tapping into. So it's a beautiful faith. It's based on the gospel, and it just gets better day by day. I love the scripture that says the path of the righteous is as the sun that rises. It gets brighter and brighter until full day. So we've been brought back into our family. Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has cleared the way, opened up the doors, dealt with every bad thing, and they've just got the good things in heart and mind for us, and so we can be like nursing mothers caring for children simply because we have got a nursing Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that is caring and providing for us. And because we're in this relationship, staying in tune, we experience the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just as the disciples, they had the early rain, and we saw the reign of love, the goodness of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and we got the latter rain now. I really believe this is a time now of the house, the foundations have been thrown, the walls are up, it's the roof coming on. And so we are enjoying being a part of this latter rain, just as Jesus in that last days of his life, he went out in power. Yeah, the gospel was not without power. And yeah, I believe in these last days, yeah, our gospel now, we're going to see the power of God. Wonderful truths are opening up. He's confirming his word with signs and wonders. and we blessed to partake of this in these last days. So arise and shine, for your light has come. You were once not a people, but you now are a people. You've been taken out of darkness into his marvelous light to declare, it's in word, deed, and attitude, his marvelous love to this world. Because sin, where sin is abounding, but grace is always much more. Where sin abounds, grace abounds more. Amen. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.